views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Light shines on Lyme disease. Limelight Radio with Katina Makris is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential to expand awareness and activate change to eliminate Lyme disease for good. Limelight Radio is a much-needed venue for the USA's number one fastest-spreading infectious illness. Katina is an award-winning author, a natural healthcare practitioner with over 30 years' experience, and most importantly, a healing force with her own personal Lyme journey. Be part of a movement to help end the suffering and confusion surrounding Lyme disease and begin to take action. Now here's your host, Katina Makris.
Then I go to my brother.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Katina Makris, and welcome to Limelight Radio. Today's show is a show that's very near and dear to my heart because, as many of you know, I was a victim of advanced neurological Lyme disease, bedridden for 3 years, misdiagnosed for 5. I made a full recovery, and a huge part of my recovery was rebuilding the damages and depletions that this serious infectious illness wreaks throughout our various bodily systems. And because of that, I used really high quality grade nutritive supplements directed specifically for my various assortment of symptomology from a certified clinical nutritionist. So today we have someone that's very innovative, cutting edge in the field, Dr. Barry Ritz. He's the Vice President of Scientific and Regulatory Affairs at Atrium Innovations. Dr. Ritz is a member of the American Society for Nutritional Sciences and chairs the Council for Responsible Nutrition's Medical Affairs Subcommittee. He is a former professor at Drexel University, and Dr. Ritz is an expert in nutritional immunology and has numerous publications in scientific journals. So, Dr. Ritz, welcome to Limelight Radio.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you, Katina.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so thrilled to have you. As you heard in my intro, recovering from Lyme disease and really any form of chronic illness requires support of so many of our amazing bodily systems that have depletions and damages. And here you are an expert in the field. So tell us, just to get started with, could you tell us a little bit more about your background?
Sure. My training is in nutritional science, more specifically, as you mentioned, nutritional immunology. So that means I went through my schooling with that focus, my undergraduate degree in nutrition and biology. I did a master's degree in nutrition science, and I did a PhD in immunology. But I had this leaning towards nutrition all along. So as I did my PhD, I was looking for ways to research the role that nutrition plays in immune function. So that was always my my emphasis. And at the time, I thought I was inventing this field of nutritional immunology. It sounded really sexy to me, and I thought I was coming up with something new. And once I got into it, I found that there is a small group of us out there that dedicate their research to the area of that interface between nutrition and the immune system. And I thought it was a fascinating field. I got to do research in my master's degree on things like antioxidants in models of space flight for NASA-related research. Was really, really cool. And then worked a lot in virus infections in my PhD and the role that nutrition plays in maintaining a healthy immune response to infection. It studied something called caloric restriction as well. You may have heard of as sort of limiting caloric intake and the changes that can have on the body as well, including extending lifespan. So that was my academic background, and then I got exposure to the industry of nutrition, dietary supplements specifically, pretty early in my career. But then I went back into academics, had the full-fledged professor lifestyle with students and teaching courses and graduate students in a research laboratory, corduroy jacket and everything. But then came back to the industry because I really thought there's an opportunity to bring strong scientific leadership, not only to my company, but to the nutrition industry in general. And you mentioned previous professor, which is true, but I am still an adjunct faculty at the Nutrition Sciences Department at Drexel in Philadelphia.
That's
but my
awesome.
Day job is product development and regulatory affairs for supplement company.
That's great. I mean, I love what you're doing. As you know, it's so critical. People really after World War II started having a diet in the United States that is so loaded with food additives and processed products and, you know, mineral contents and nutritional values are so minimalized in, you know, food off the market shelf, unless you're eating organic or, you know, local from your own gardens. And as a result, here we are 50, 60 years later with a country that's riddled with chronic disease.
Yeah, I mean, I think you raise a couple of good points there. So, I mean, one is just the role of nutrition in general, healthy diet, because that is the base. But then the role of supplements, which is my area, is filling those gaps. You know, it's at the most fundamental level, supplementation should be just that. It's achieving nutrient intakes at recommended levels, at meeting the weaknesses in our diet, but supplementation also has, you know, with proper guidance, I think, as you had through a clinical nutritionist and through the doctors we work with every day, you know, the potential to really provide real solutions in terms of, you know, managing other aspects of overall health.
Yeah, I love this fact that you're involved with immunology because, you know, a lot of the listeners to this show are suffering with Lyme disease and co-infections, various viruses. I was trashed by Epstein-Barr virus. You know, so the fact that you're working with immunology, to me, really perks up my antennas. You know, so tell me about some of these products that you're in development with.
Well, sure. I mean, I work with a company called Pure Encapsulation. So just something else you mentioned a few minutes ago is really relevant. So Pure Encapsulation is a manufacturer, marketer, developer of supplement products that are specifically designed to be used by healthcare practitioners with their patients or nutritionists, for example, with their clients. But what's unique about it is a commitment to a hypoallergenic position. That's sort of at the base of Pure Encapsulation's philosophy, which you mentioned that because it has to do with all the junk in the diet. So what we mean by that is avoiding, you know, not only by hypoallergenic, not only the big common allergens like nuts and dairy, for example, in products, but also unnecessary, unwanted fillers, colors, the artificial flavors, the sweeteners, shellacs, and certain excipients that are sort of common in supplements like magnesium stearate. So, you know, a lot of people read their food labels now. I think there's a real movement. You know, people care about what they're putting in their bodies, and they want to avoid those multi-syllable junk ingredients in their food. So why would you settle for less in your multivitamin, for example? So that's kind of our approach.
You know, I have to say, I absolutely adore Pure Encapsulations. I have to give like a really big shout out to them because if you looked at my cupboard in my kitchen, I have so many Pure products, whether it's quercetin or CoQ10 or mitochondria ATP. I mean, so many things, selenium that helped me rebuild that were, just, you know, as we said, pinpointed for my specific needs for my clinical nutritionist, but they're so pure and, you know, no side effects, as you said, because no fillers, no colors, a beautiful product line.
Well, thank you. I can't take the credit, but I do enjoy working with a group of really passionate people. I think that, you know, it seems to me that I work with a disproportionate number of you know, athletes and marathon runners. I like to work out and exercise, but I really don't like to run. But I mean, the evidence is clear that people who take supplements do tend to make other healthy lifestyle choices. They're less likely to smoke, more likely to exercise, have better diets. And I can tell you, you know, in my experience, that's most often true for people who dedicate their professional lives to something like developing safe and effective dietary supplement products.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? It's that mindset that you want to take care of your body. It really is a temple. And if we're going to want it to perform and live to old age and not have be riddled with various symptoms and conditions, what we eat, the supplements we take, and as you said, you know, athletic measures, aerobic activity, proper sleep, all of this adds up.
Yeah, we've been talking a lot recently about, you know, the health span as opposed to lifespan, you know, living life to its fullest and maximizing our health potential. And I think that's one of the roles that proper nutrition plays.
I agree with you. So, Dr. Ritz, can you hold on with me? Because it's time for our first station break. The time's just zooming by, and I've got a lot more questions to ask you since you're such an expert in this field. So, audience, stay tuned. This is Katina Makris with Limelight Radio. We're going to be right back with Dr. Barry Ritz.
Turn around. Every now and then I get a little bit lonely and you're never coming around.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of listening to the sound of my tears.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit nervous that the best of all the years have gone by.
Turn around.
Encapsulations is committed to producing the most complete line of research-based nutritional supplements from fish oil to probiotics to multivitamins and more. Available through qualified health professionals and community pharmacists, finished products are pure and hypoallergenic to optimize the long-term health of all patients, even the most sensitive. With Pure Encapsulations, you can rest assured that you're getting the purest and highest quality nutritional supplements available. Ask a qualified healthcare practitioner about Pure Encapsulations today and discover why it's the supplement brand of choice for healthcare professionals worldwide. For more information, please visit www.pureencapsulations.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
More about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Welcome back to Limelight Radio, everyone. This is Katina Makris, and today's show, we're speaking with Dr. Barry Ritz, who is an expert in the field of nutrition, specifically in research and product creation of some of the very finest supplements that our practitioners use, not the kind of supplements that we necessarily find in the health food store or in a drugstore, but ones that are of the very, very finest quality that naturopaths, integrative medicine docs, clinical nutritionists, these kinds of practitioners will carry. So, Dr. Ritz, thank you once again for joining me. It's really so exciting to hear what it's like on the inside of your job.
Yeah, it's my pleasure to be with you. I mean, it's I don't get to do a radio conversation every day, so this is, you know, you like to have some new experiences to mix up your day, so this is fun for me.
That's great. And, well, I have to say also, you're a charming guest. You have a very lovely style. I think you're very accessible for our listeners, so I want to compliment you on that.
That's great.
Yeah, so let's talk about what it's like in, you know, your day or someone like yourself's day of developing, and how do you approach the development of a new supplement product?
Well, you actually introduced part of it a minute ago in terms of our working with doctors and nutritionists closely. So, you know, our approach to supplement development is I like to think that we develop our supplements as nutritional, I've used this analogy a lot, as nutritional tools with a healthcare practitioner in mind. So it's viewing our products not as, you know, products per se, but as tools or part of a toolbox that forward-thinking doctors, nurses, nutritionists, pharmacists might use to improve the health of their patients or clients. So we're very much engaged with functional medicine. I don't know if that's something you've talked about, or P4 medicine.
Yep.
These movements, because our practitioners tend to utilize comprehensive lab testing and other data to really design treatment protocols around the patient's individual needs, influenced by, you know, genetics, biochemical, environmental, lifestyle, and social individuality. So for us, it's about trying to design products that can be part of that toolbox that allow practitioners to put together the pieces for any given patient.
I see. Yeah, that's very interesting. So, gosh, you know, the body is amazing, isn't it? It's got so many systems, and it self-regulates, and it reacts to so many things, whether it's weather or foods or, you know, chemicals that we get exposed to. And, I mean, to me, it's a miracle how the human body's just always adapting. And then sometimes it gets really thrown off balance, and, you know, we get into trouble, and that's when we get symptoms. So, you know, as you're developing these products, as you said, you know, from the lens of functional medicine, do you target different organs and glands and systems?
Yeah, I mean, we have to. So as I sort of said earlier, I mean, when you're talking about supplementation, fundamentally, you're talking about filling gaps. So, you know, the letter vitamins and minerals, for example, or, you know, quite a bit of that is about, you know, making sure that we're meeting dietary needs that might not be met otherwise, or that we're able to accomplish nutrient status that maybe there's challenges based, maybe not just on, it's not just choices, right? It's also biochemical differences, genetic predispositions on how we metabolize certain nutrients, et cetera. So just allowing us to fill the gaps and optimize ourselves from the perspective of nutritional status. But beyond that, the truth is that, you know, supplement products, certain, you know, ingredients and product combinations, you know, really can be directed towards specific health goals. So like you say, certain symptoms management, and really, I would say condition-specific nutrients that are going to bring potential outcomes, you know, in a certain area, like ingredients and products that support cardiovascular health, while others may be specifically tailored towards cognitive function, et cetera.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Like, and I'm thinking of that trace mineral selenium, which you know, it's known to support thyroid function, but it's also a good immune regulator, isn't it?
Yeah, it's one of the better studied individual nutrients in the immune world for sure. We talked a little bit about immune function earlier and my background in that, and you know, it's one thing I just found it so fascinating. So basically, I mean, some other sort of pioneers in nutritional immunology did this work, and it's great to learn from them. But I'm oversimplifying, but basically, if you take any nutrient, any mineral like that, like selenium, and you know, for the purposes of research, let's say, you render a mouse deficient in that nutrient, you can measure their drop in immune function every time. And then if you replenish that nutrient, their immune function comes back. So, I mean, every single nutrient has a role in how our bodies function in terms of resistance to whether it be, you know, virus, bacterial infection, or even stress. Every nutrient has a role to play. So, you know, we're not talking about one magic nutrient that cures all things. We're talking about, you know, the combination of all of these things coming together to support a very complex human body.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, one of our big issues here in the United States, at least, it's coming to my mind just as you're speaking, is the situation of our adrenal glands getting so fatigued. And, you know, that would be a prime example, I'm sure, where you would make a nutrient product that contained several ingredients.
Exactly. I mean, there's a number of approaches towards, generally supporting stress management, response to stress, as well as, you know, those individual organs that regulate that kind of activity. So yes, exactly. And it's a huge need, and it's a huge area of interest. And we talked about functional medicine. I mean, stress management is a big part of that. I'll do an unabashed plug. You know, my wife is actually a functional medical doctor and works primarily with women. And if we were to ask her, I mean, almost every one of her patients, supporting them nutritionally in terms of managing stress response. And it's not just supplements, by the way. It's all the aspects, right, as you're familiar.
Mm-hmm.
But supporting the stress response is central to their improvement of every one of those patients.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Because, you know, stress, you know, hey, there goes the cortisol daisy chain, then inflammation starts, then neurotransmitters get off kilter, then your pituitary gland's not regulated right, then your sleep's off balance, then you've got like runaway inflammation, then you've got like a setup for, you know, X, Y, and Z. You know, I can hear doctors in the old days would say, oh, you're just stressed, you need to calm down. Well, calming down isn't like just the whole solution. You need support, and we need beautiful supplements like you all are creating.
Exactly, and there's some very well researched ingredients that are supportive in that area. And to, you know, one of the ways we address these very complex issues is by working with clinicians who are experts in the field. And one of the doctors that we work with at Pure as a medical advisor is a psychiatrist by the name of Dr. James Greenblatt. And, you know, with his expertise in the room, have developed a whole line of dopamine support, neurotransmitter support products, all under a platform we call Pure Synapse. And we could go on for extra hours talking about them individually, but there are some really fascinating ingredients and product concepts out there to support these areas.
Oh gosh, yes. I mean, and we do need the support. Even if you're not ill, just the pace that we live at, the multitasking, the electromagnetic fields we're exposed to, the, you know, two households with working parents. I mean, stress is here to stay, really, unless you step off the grid and go live in a very
something tells
lifestyle.
Me that would be stressful too.
It would have been, you know, I lived in a very rustic environment and heated with wood and organic gardens and free range chickens. It was a lot of work. I mean, I loved it. The kids were raised in a real healthy outdoors way, but you know what? There was a lot of work involved.
Sure.
It definitely. So Dr. Ritz, we need to take a little break, but I want to come back. You've got us all on the edge of our chairs here with such great insight into the world of these beautiful products. So stay with us, audience. We're going to take a station break. This is Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. We'll be right back.
Stranger in the black sedan, I want you to hop inside my car. I got pictures, got candy, I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, baby. I'll take you anywhere you want.
Are you anxious and worried? Do you feel stuck with fear and insecurity? Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schau. My breakthrough and empowerment program has helped thousands to overcome their emotional challenges. Join me for the upcoming Breakthrough and Empowerment video seminar series, which starts on April 8. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to find out how you can transform your life in just 3 months.
Doctor loves quickies.
Mary's about ready to give love the shove, because no matter what she tries, guys don't know that she's alive. To turn guys on, she needs to turn on those green lights, nonverbal cues that say, over here. Most guys won't approach unless they're cleared for landing. So ladies, to kickstart your love life, turn on those green lights and flash your pearly whites. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf of AskDrLove.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
see clearly now, the rain is gone.
Welcome back to Limelight Radio, everyone. And I think we have to say thank you to our producer, Brian Sullivan, today, because those are two dynamite songs, Brian.
Thank you, my dear.
Oh, my God. I love the Ides of March. Woo. Vehicle. That's like brings back memories for me. A lot of dancing there. great job. So, Dr. Ritz, we are learning so much from you. This is fantastic to really understand how these brilliant companies create these beautiful products that are restoring lives and helping people regain their health. And so grateful, too, that we're seeing a trend. I think of myself 30 years ago when I was a new homeopath, which was a very fringe practice in those days. And my then husband was a chiropractor and nutritionist. And this is in the 1980s. And people thought, you know, we were kind of like oddballs to be taking supplements and paying attention and, you know, heart healthy and all of this. And I'm so grateful that we're seeing such a trend, really, with integrative medicine, functional medicine, naturopaths being licensed in more states each year. We are so in dire need of this, you know, field and facet of healing and healthcare. So you yourself must see a big trend and movement towards development of these nutritive supplements.
Well, it's really, I mean, it is kind of inspiring to be part of it. So it's one of those things where you think about, you know, what's your job going to be in your career? And you want to do something you're passionate about. So, you know, it's the future, it's the present and the future of medicine and looking at, you know, treating the patient and not the disease and looking at symptoms and not the statistics and really that kind of approach is, I think, really engaging for a lot of people, and we have to go in that direction. And you said about, you know, being fringe. I mean, some of it's still, you know, an integrative approach is still quote unquote alternative, right? But we and supplementation, which used to be, I think, very alternative, is frankly mainstream. I mean, the majority of people in the U.S. Take some level of supplements every day, and that percentage goes up remarkably if you happen to be a doctor or a nurse, which is interesting, right? I mean, I forget the statistics, well over 80% of doctors and nurses recognize the benefits, so they take things for themselves, but a smaller percentage make that leap and actually bring that knowledge to their patient, though, right, and support their patient's use. So we're getting over that obstacle over time, and you know, lifestyle medicine. Lifestyle is part of the future of medicine for sure. Things kind of go in these cycles and come back.
I agree, and you know, I speak all over the country and the world, and United States sadly has been slow to develop, as you said, lifestyle medicine. You know, Germany, France, different, you know, Scandinavia, South America, Asia, they all have nutritive herbals and lifestyle management as part of their healthcare.
Yeah, I think it's interesting. I think that's true, because you can see a lot of herbal drugs, for example, in Europe. And a history of homeopathic products, for example, and some other things. And you see, you know, other limitations, you know, there in terms of approaches. And you know, as someone who speaks and talks on these topics, you know, when we're, let's say, hosting an educational seminar for doctors, it's always very attractive to get someone from Germany or Europe or somewhere else to come in and speak, because they have that, you know, that other approach. But what we found, it's interesting, you know, when you're there, they're excited that someone from forward-thinking America is there to talk, because, you know, things are so backwards in their country. So there's a little bit of a grass is greener thing to this, I think, just my personal experience on that.
Yeah, and yeah, it's part and parcel too, right? Like there's parts of it are working well and then not in all of our countries. So, you know,
we have to put it all together and make it work for everyone, right?
Yeah, right. And so this brings me up to a point that, you know, where you are so specifically involved, which is research, like researching, like at your company. Tell us about the kind of research your company does.
Sure. I mean, I just a quick comment, I guess at the most basic level, you know, one thing that nutrition companies, supplement companies have as a benefit is that, you know, academic researchers are interested in these questions as well. So there are papers and publications coming out every day on the role of nutrients in different aspects of health. So we have a lot. It's unlike a drug, for example, where unless you're the company studying it, there's no data, right? Mm. So, you know, for the world of nutrition, we have a lot of sources, whether it's, I mean, starting from, you know, traditional use of hundreds of years of experience or papers, innovative breakthrough papers coming out every day in different areas. Because offline, I guess, during the break, you mentioned, you know, mitochondrial support through one of our products. And I remember, I mean, roughly, you know, the development of that really was stimulated by reading a really innovative paper that was published on the role of certain nutrients in supporting mitochondrial function. And, you know, that led us to seek out the best forms of those ingredients and put a product together. So, you know, there is that level of innovation that goes on in the supplement world. But for me, what's really exciting is the more aggressive research that we do. We're highly engaged in clinical research, really, I would say, in two main ways. I mean, one is what I would call investigator-initiated research. So there are top universities worldwide that come to us and say, you know, we already have the grant, or, you know, we have the funding, or we have the interest and knowledge base to study this research question, but we need a certain supplement, and we need a placebo that looks just like it for the purposes of our trial, or they need some other level of support. And we, at any given time, have 20 to 25 clinical trials going on with top research institutions with that kind of approach. And it's really exciting because it allows us to get involved in a lot of research that way. And it's I will say, they do seek us out. We can't certainly do every trial that knocks on our door, but because there's a lot of interest. But we're able to really engage with Stanford and Mayo Clinic and Oregon Health Sciences and universities in Europe and abroad as well. So it's really exciting to do that. But really, for us, we also have something that's a bit unique. We have an aggressive applied clinical research program, where we actually provide direct funding for clinical trials in support of our products. So the biggest initiative we have is with a group called the Institute of Nutrition and Functional Foods, INAF, mm-hmm. Which is at Laval University in Quebec City in Canada. This is like amazing, not that well known here, institute. So, I mean, I went up there and I thought, this is unbelievable. I mean, this is a beautiful facility, a lot of top researchers, and all they do are study the interactions between nutrients, like supplement ingredients or other food nutrients, and health outcomes. And it's amazing. So we developed a comprehensive research program with them, looking at the role of nutritionals in silent inflammation, mm-hmm. That kind of underlying inflammation that's linking together cardiovascular health, metabolic dysfunction, cognitive function. So looking at silent inflammation really in the bigger metabolic syndrome question. And a major emphasis of that research program has been studies on polyphenols, which are, I think, gaining a lot of recognition more recently. And we've put together a number of studies and are starting to see really, really impressive papers being published by those researchers. And it's so rewarding to know that, you know, we were part of making that possible.
That's fabulous. That's so exciting. Oh, my God, I want to go up there to Laval. It sounds like, wow, so many interesting things, Barry. That is incredible.
It's great. I mean, and Quebec City, by the way, if you've never been, it's a beautiful city. Just you can't go up for about 9 months of the year when it's covered in snow. But now I'm exaggerating.
True.
But it's way up there. But it's a beautiful place. And this is it's a wonderful research partner that we have there.
That's a great
research. I mean, in this world of polyphenols, we've And just to give you an idea, we've shown through our work that, you know, certain polyphenol compounds like those found in strawberries, as an example, mm-hmm. Really provide dramatic benefits in managing insulin sensitivity. And we also have an ongoing, a really large trial with some other partners looking at blueberry and grape polyphenols on cognitive health, so memory and brain function. So it's really, I mean, it is really interesting to see that kind of work.
I bet. I would love it. And I'm not even exactly in your field. I'm just in healthcare and I love it. So you must be lit up like a firecracker. So Dr. Ritz, stay with me. It's time for our last station break. And I can't believe it. The show's flying by. I've got some more questions for you. Audience, I hope you're loving Dr. Barry Ritz. He's a wonderful guest. This is Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. We'll be right back.
Another day has gone, I'm still all alone. How could this be? You're not here with me. You never said goodbye. Someone tell me why. Did you have to go? My world so cold. Every day I see.
Pure Encapsulations is committed to producing the most complete line of research-based nutritional supplements, from fish oil to probiotics to multivitamins and more. Available through qualified health professionals and community pharmacists, finished products are pure and hypoallergenic to optimize the long-term health of all patients, even the most sensitive. With Pure Encapsulations, you can rest assured that you're getting the purest and highest quality nutritional supplements available. Ask a qualified healthcare practitioner about Pure Encapsulations today and discover why it's the supplement brand of choice for healthcare professionals worldwide. For more information, please visit www.pureencapsulations.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Open your senses and heal your energy. Join Lynn Brown and Wendy Wolf for amazing Astra Allies, April 30th through May 2nd in the beautiful Methow Valley. Open to more of your astral experiences. Learn intentional dreaming and receive astral body healings in this serene setting. This retreat is almost full. To register now or learn more, call 206-931-7356 today.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Welcome back to Limelight Radio, everyone. This is Katina Makris, and we're having a beautiful day here with Dr. Barry Ritz. Often, I also have to say, up in Northern New England, And springtime has finally arrived. We've got daffodils in bloom and forsythia. So happy spring to all of our listeners. Dr. Ritz, we've covered a lot of ground, you and I, haven't we?
Very quickly, I feel, but it's been fun.
Oh, my gosh. You've got to come back. I'd love for you to join me again on a future show if you have the time.
Or we make the time.
Yeah, we're going to make the time. So, you know, one of the big areas that I think people have questions about, you know, you and I are both involved in healthcare, so we, you know, understand this, but the average person doesn't really know, you know, much about products, and they go into a health food store, they go into a drug store, and, you know, what's safe and what's not safe, and is it regulated, and is the FDA involved, and can I give this to my child, and, you know, all of this. Could you tell us about supplements and regulation and FDA involvement?
Sure. I mean, I'm glad you're raising the point, because in the beginning of the show, when we introduced sort of the role that I play with the company, for example, is science and regulatory is my department. So it's product development, clinical trials, but it's also the regulatory aspects of products, supplement products, how they're labeled, the claims that can and can't be made about these products, et cetera. So, you know, the better part of my day is actually spent looking at regulations. It's a major part of what I do on a day-to-day basis. And therefore, I mean, I got to tell you, when I read an article that says, that starts out with the common line that supplements aren't regulated or that the FDA doesn't regulate supplements, it makes me, you know, makes my blood boil, right? Because I think, what do I do all day? So, you know, I think the most important thing to get across is that supplements are regulated. Beyond that, there can be some debate. So in terms of the level of regulation, but please understand that supplements are regulated, and they're regulated by the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration. They're also regulated by the Federal Trade Commission for truth in advertising type claims, just like any other consumer product in our country. So there are regulations that are specific to dietary supplements. What I think is at debate primarily is that supplements are regulated as a category of food. So supplements, you know, being that they're generally vitamins, minerals, and other dietary ingredients, in other words, the ingredients that are legal in supplements are those that can be found in the diet. Mm-hmm. Because of that, Congress made the decision with the passing of the Dietary Supplement Health Education Act. It's the law on supplements. When they gave the authority to FDA to regulate supplements, they gave it to them to regulate as a category of food, not a category of drug. And as a result of the fact that supplements look like pills, I think that some people find that confusing. They maybe expect that a dietary supplement product looks a little bit like a drug, so it probably is regulated like a drug, and it's not. So drugs have to go through a pre-approval process with the FDA, as an example, before they can come to market. A supplement is generally presumed safe, and it's on the requirement of the company making a supplement to put together the substantiation for their claims, the safety file, et cetera, that support its use. And yes, supplement companies have to register with the FDA, so the FDA is aware of their existence. The claims for supplements are submitted to the FDA as a notification process, not an quote-unquote approval process. But I think that's the difference, that supplement products are a category of food. They're generally safe compared from a risk-benefit analysis to drugs, and mm-hmm. therefore they're just not regulated the same way as drugs. That's the way the law was written.
And are they considered, I mean, you know, there's different grades, aren't there, of supplements? Like there's over-the-counter nutritive supplements, and then there's ones, let's say, like pure encapsulations, or maybe some others that you have at Atrium that come through practitioners. What differentiates those?
Yeah, I think there are a lot of differences between those products, but the way they're regulated isn't one of the differences, actually. So the regulations in terms of good manufacturing practices, the laws that say that products need to be, you know, tested to make sure they're the purity and potency of what's on the label is what's in the product. The ability for FDA to walk in the door at any time and audit your facility to make sure you're doing those things properly, that's going to be the same across supplement brands and products. The differences, I think, tend to be more the quality, if you will, of the ingredients. The form of the ingredients, the dosages matching clinical trials, because again, remember, when we're formulating something, we're thinking of it as a clinical tool a doctor's going to use to achieve some benefit with their patient. So I think that approach is perhaps vastly different, maybe more attention to the outcome than the cost, if you will. I mean, just I'll give you an example. We were talking about, you know, personalized nutrition and how do we develop a product one versus another. I mean, one example is, you know, genetically, you know, I said earlier that we're all predisposed to manage our nutrients differently. You know, we know that a good percentage of people don't handle folic acid very well, okay? So we make the choice to use a form of, I don't want to get too technical, but let's just say a form of folate that is more accessible to everyone, regardless of your genetic predispositions. So that's a decision we would make as a company that wouldn't be common in your over-the-counter product you might find elsewhere. And what's that mean? Well, the difference is, you know, folic acid might cost $20 for a kilogram, and ours costs closer to $20,000 for a kilogram. So that those are the differences that a company like ours, the choices that we would make. But back to the regulations, I mean, just again, there are good manufacturing practices. The FDA does have jurisdiction over the area of supplements. There is pressure on the FDA to be more aggressive, if you will, and most of the responsible industry supports that, because we do recognize as an industry that there are still, I don't know, fly-by-night supplement companies out there that I think sully the reputation a bit.
Yes, I know. Sad to say. Well, I have loved having you on the show. It's flown by. I'm a big fan, as my listeners know, of Pure Encapsulation, so I'm so glad that you were able to share a little bit about them with us. It's time for me to say goodbye to you, though, Dr. Ritz. I can't believe it. Any parting thoughts that you would like to say with our listeners before I have you come back on air in the future?
Oh, gosh. I would just say that, you know, supplements work. We should understand that they're just that. They're intended, you know, not as cure-alls or to be used like drugs, but that they supplement the diet, they promote health in a variety of ways. You have to go into supplement use with the right expectations. I really encourage people to talk to their doctors about supplement use. We talked a little bit about functional medicine. I know that functionalmedicine.org is a website, and there's a find a practitioner tool. So if you're looking for someone that has that kind of approach to medicine and will use these types of high-quality supplements as part of their approach, you can find it there. We have a lot of educational material at Pure Encapsulations. Our website's purecaps.com. We have a nutritional pharmacologist, Dr. Heim, who does webinars and writes articles, and we invite our medical advisors to participate as well. A lot of it's pretty advanced, but it's a real opportunity to learn about a lot about the space. So
fabulous. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Dr. Ritz. You were a joy to interview with, and I hope you're going to come back and join me again. And thank you for educating so many of our listeners around the world.
It's my pleasure.
Thank you so much. Audience, Mara Williams will be guest hosting for me next week. Thank you again. You can listen to today's show and any of our past shows on archive at limelightradio.com. Have a beautiful afternoon and evening. This is Katina Macris with Limelight Radio.
You've been
been listening to Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready for some of the most provocative conversation with leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. If you've missed any part of this hit radio show, visit LimelightRadio.com. That's LimelightRadio.com. We'll see you next week on Limelight Radio with Katina Makris.
Then I go to my brother and I say, brother, help me please.